Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Memvov. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chavvov Mebeis, the third last line of the page, Tani Ne'er. Tani Ne'er Shu Munach Agabi Tavla, Masalik Se Tavla, Van Ne'er Neifel. The writer says if a Ne'er is on a board, one removes the board and the Ne'er falls. Amrav Yochanan, Kov Uzeh, Lovoi, Lidei Chiv Chatas, Lefanav Meshim Mavir, Lachrav Meshim Machabeh. Rabbi Yochanan objects. He says he's very prone to be chayav chatas, means if removing the board tilts the lamp forward, he'll be liable for burning. If he tilts the lamp back, he'll be liable for extinguishing. If the wick is in front at the opening of the lamp. Shmuel bar Abba koimi Rabbi Yasa b'chara. Shmuel bar Abba said to Rabbi Yasa, the bais is discussing an extinguished lamp. Amalei tanoch zaitcha. Rabbi Yasa says you should have serenity, means as a reward for relaxing my mind. Man and Kaimin in Kub Meir Afilu Tavla Tehei Asura. In Kub Shimon Afilu Ne'er Yehei Mutter. You might ask, well, like whom is this Baisa? If it's like Kub Meir, even the board should be forbidden to move, but it's a basis for Issa. If it's like Kub Shimon, even the lamp should be permitted. Ela Kan Kub Yehuda Tub Yehuda Omar Ne'er Moos Tavla Enem Musa. The answer is like Kub Yehuda, that a Ne'er is repulsive, but a board is not repulsive. Ma chamis mei me kubi yoda anan kaimen, shusei vartanya, ne shuhu munach achoi adelef besech vaneo b'shabbos, ravad shle yiskavin lechabois lo lehavir. The Gemara objects, so how can you say that it's like kubi yoda? The Sefer teaches that if a ne was in the back of a door, one may open and close it on Shabbos as long as he doesn't intend to extinguish it or make it flare up. And kubi yoda forbids dava shena miskavin. Rav v'shmul patron le b'shecheach amakalinan manda avet kain. The answer is Rav and Shmuel establish it to discuss one who forgot and left it there, and they curse one who does so, means open and close the door, because it's almost certain to cause burning or extinguishing. And we quote from the Pasuk in Malachi Beis, Perek Yud Beis, from the man who commits it, Hashem shall cut off one of acuity or erudition. Tani im hifna alav yehei muta. By the service, he stipulated to move a candle, even if it burns on Shabbos, if permitted. Manan kaimin in kub meir, afil hisna alav asa. In kub shimon, afil hisna alav yehi muta. The Gemara asks, like, whom is this? If it's like kub meir, even if he stipulated about it, it's forbidden. If it's like kub shimon, even if he did not stipulate about it, it should be permitted. Ella, kenan and kaimin, kub yehuda. Rather, it's like kub yehuda. You should say, ha ama ne mos. The Gemara says, but Rabbi Yehuda said that a used candle is repulsive, and a stipulation won't help. And we should say that now, man tana im hisna lav muta Rabbi Shimon. The second answer is that who taught that if he stipulated is permitted? It's Rabbi Shimon. And the Bais says that if a cup, a bowl, or a lantern, even though they became extinguished, one may not touch them. Ritavi, Bashem Rav Chista, Afilik Bashimon, to Amma Taman Mutter, Moidihu Hacha Shu Asa, Shimayma Atloi, Shu Mutter, Afu, Machaba Oisan, Mishtavish Bahoin. Ritavi, quoting Rav Chista, said, it's even like Rav Shimon. He said there that excess oil in a lamp that extinguished is permitted, but here he agrees that it's forbidden, because if you tell someone that it's permitted, he will extinguish it and use the remaining oil, because these hold a lot of oil. Amma Vimana, Bakad Misa, Havinan, Sabin, Neymar, Ma'apligan ba'isei shakava b'shigoro ha'achporim is a psila ba'afudza. Mana said initially we used to think that the Tanaim argued in a case that a lamp extinguished and mice drag the wick outside the lamp, or the wick is afudza, which means plugs up the opening of the lamp. If not, the lamp is a basis for muksa, meaning the wick. Afilatema b'shigoro ha'achporim is a psila b'afilatema b'afudza k'shiyesh p'soichei shemen. You can even say that mice didn't drag the wick, or and it's not an afudza. The case is that there is oil in the lamp. It's a basis also for heta. Taman taninan neitel adam esbenoi ba'evim b'yodei ve'karkola ba'evim b'seicha v'tani the base rebi ha'evim va'oichlim b'seicha. A mission teaches that one may take, means carry a son who has a rock in his hand or a basket with a rock in it, and Tana de Rebi taught that there is a rock and food in the basket. Avinan amrin klum shawei rebi ruminus hoitza machte Mishal Beis Rebbe, Malei Kecholim B'Shabbos, Islach Meim Gavi Kecholim Afutzisein, Ela B'Shiyesh L'Soichoi Shemen. Rav Mana retracted and said, now what we said initially was totally wrong, because Rav Rumnus took out the incense pan full of coals on Shabbos, and he said that coals that they were afutzos, or that there was oil in the pan. But the Rebbe holds, like Rebbe Shimon, and he permits without any heter. Rebbe Avol, Kiamtia, Kratim, Shal, Boifem, Hayaba. And to defend the initial reasoning, Rebbe Avol says that there were sticks of incense inside that had not burned, and it was permitted only due to them.